Well, my name is Ivan, and you're reaching Local Splash. How can I help you today?
Hi, good afternoon. Just created an account like probably 5 or 6 days ago.
Okay.
And I received a message from Facebook that my account is blocked or restricted or something.
Oh, wow. Okay, let me go ahead and open the account, and I'll go ahead and see what's going on here. What is your first and last name, I'm sorry?
Angel, and the last name, Villarroel.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And, okay, I see that your account is labeled as Spanish. Do you need help in Spanish or is English okay?
No, it's fine.
All right, awesome. Okay, so you mentioned that you received, unfortunately, a message a message on Facebook. I believe it was from Meta. Is that correct?
Yeah, it said, we restrict your business. What this means?
Okay.
You can create or run ads, and you can use share audience. What did happen? It looked like this account was created or used with automation that doesn't follow our rules.
Okay, and is it asking you to press link?
Request review.
Okay, now, don't press that link, okay? The reason is because those are usually fraudulent. I'm looking at your Facebook account right now, and it's looking good, meaning that there's no red flags, right? Let me go ahead and see what's going on with the ads here. Hopefully they're ready. Give me 1 second.
Okay, Meta was business, no reply at business.facebook.com.
Not to worry. Don't press in on any links, okay? The reason that you don't want to press on any links is because right now there is basically Facebook has made us aware of the situation, and those are one of the ways people are losing their information by pressing on those links. So I'm 99% sure that this is a fraudulent basically message. It's going to say Meta on there. It's going to go ahead and say press on this link to confirm your information. So just be very careful with it, okay? Give me a sec. Are you driving currently?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was going to see if maybe you could send in a screenshot, but if you're driving, give me a little bit hard to do so.
When I stop it, where do I send the screenshot?
Good question. You can send it directly to the same number that you dialed. There, we'll go ahead and double check. But let me double. Yeah, I'm actually checking the Facebook, and it's looking good. It doesn't have any red flags. It definitely does seem to me that it was something that was fraudulent. But if you send me the screenshot as soon as you get a chance, our team will respond to the actual text. Yes, to the actual text. Okay, just let them know. Look, I got this from Facebook. Is it real or not? Okay. Once you send us a text, it's attached to your account, so we'll be able to confirm everything again. Okay.
Okay, let me ask you something.
Yes.
There is any ad on Facebook or not yet?
They're not live just yet. Let me go ahead and double check here. So the Facebook page was just optimized on the 1st. That's probably why I got those messages. And right now we're working on getting the Facebook ads live. Right now your account's about 7 days old, it looks like. So it's definitely it's going in the right direction, okay? Well, as soon as the actual ads go live, you'll get an email letting you know. That way you can actually look for them on the client dashboard. You can see the ad, and you can even request to make changes to it, okay?
Okay. Until now, the service is really good. You know, the thing is that I already have a Google profile, I already have reviews, I already have a website, I already have, you know, a lot of stuff.
Good.
So what do you recommend in order to improve my ads? You know, my advertisement, because, you know, I already have all those tools. So what do you recommend in order to get more calls or something?
So typically at this point, since you mentioned that you have already everything up, it's typically about making it more attractive and as well, right, showing more activity on the actual account. So let me go ahead and double check and see what's going on and see how we can make things, let's say, speed up, right? That would definitely be useful. Okay, perfect. Okay, I actually see some good stuff going on here. Give me just a second, okay? The Google Business Profile is doing very, very strong. Something that Google always asks for is to show activity, right? And there's several ways that we could do that. We do definitely agree that we need to continue to add photos to the account. typically about 3 photos will definitely help to speed up the process, right? With our, on our end, something that will help to speed up the process is by creating posts. These posts are going to be done more frequently, right? So let's say instead of doing them maybe once a week, we could do them twice a week to help speed up the process. Now, right now, since we just got access to everything, we do need to allow the changes that we're working on to reflect, right? So as soon as everything is updated, and again, we increase the actual post, that should definitely speed up the process on when to get, when to expect more calls coming in, okay? Now, something that I'm noticing is your reviews, right? Your reviews are actually really good. The newest one is about 3 weeks old, and you're responding to them, which is great. So that's always good. I would say on your part, the only thing that you would really have to be concerned about is sending in images, okay? So again, if you send in maybe 3 to 4 images a month, that would be very useful. Let me double check. Perfect. So I just increased the post just so we could match the photos because we have some really good photos. So thank you so much. With these photos, they're going to be uploaded to all of your information, right? So they're going to not just go on, they're not just going to go on Facebook, for example. It will go on your Google Business profile as well.
Okay. And, somebody's calling me. I will call you back, okay? But thank you for everything.
Give me a hold. Okay, give us a call back. Thank you.
I send you a text. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you.